Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on?
Well, I guess I was wrong.
What, that we're back on the air?
We're back at Tour de Pizza. We thought last week was our final finale, but the internet still works.
No, today is the finale.
Well, we had to bring in a makeshift radio booth as the restaurant seating is no longer available.
All right, before we get into the shenanigans, before we get into everything that we've gone through, what we saw, what we heard, heavy heart again today, and this one hits even harder because of the age of former Buccaneer, and I think he played in Jacksonville as well, FSU alum Geno Hayes. Geno used to do the players' show from time to time. Good dude. I want to say he was 33.
33 years old. Tragedy.
It's
liver failure at 33.
You know, the conflicting stories. I don't know what's true. I don't care,
right?
To be honest. 33 is, damn, my softball bat's older than that.
I mean, they're the same age as Jesus, in all fairness. I mean, they were the same age.
Who?
Jesus. Like, your guy. Jesus, like, you know,
he's not my guy.
Oh, he's your guy.
I could tell you a story, but I get in serious trouble.
Don't do that on our last show.
Well, it's not our last show. It's just our last show here. It may be your last show, but it's our last show together in the dump formerly known as Torta Pizza.
I go into every show assuming it's my last show.
That's a good way to go into it. I'm definitely okay with that. Not as tragic. Nothing is more tragic than death. But we witnessed two brutal, brutal injuries Saturday in Jacksonville.
I would say three.
What was the third?
I mean, the baptism.
That was not an injury. But
Usman baptized that kid.
I spoke to your welterweight champion Sunday, Monday, and then again today. He was going to come on the show today.
Right.
He's having an MRI this afternoon, and he didn't want to, you know, have to worry about getting done and rushing, and because that's something more important. And I've told all these guys that from you young and say from the jump.
Okay, from the jump.
But I have been assured, I have been guaranteed, I have been promised our good friend, Mr. Usman.
The GOAT.
You know,
he's on his way to the status.
Yeah, I mean, if he's not there already, he's definitely, and we could argue, and we will talk about, originally we had 5 guests scheduled.
Okay.
We're now down to 0.
Oh. did they hear that we are closing?
I didn't get the list. I didn't get phone numbers. Sam is on a plane who returns to BKFC. It appears things are back okay with those guys.
Okay.
I spoke to Dave Feldman earlier today.
All right.
We're going to have a sit down on Monday.
Nice. Yeah,
so we'll see where that leads. So Sam's on a plane, haven't got the numbers. Usman's with the doctors. So it may just be me and you.
Okay.
We like to call that the blank show.
No.
And it's not the big show.
I thought you were called torture. Like,
yeah. Well, this will be torture.
For you or us?
No, for me. Okay. Well, it's not torture. You get up and walk out in the middle. You're the only guy I know that's a Coco host, and you get up and walk out in the middle.
My fans need me.
Or sign a bill, a check, and claim it's an autograph. What?
Look, it was my signature, asked for. It doesn't matter if it's on a check or not. It's still an autograph.
Although that is true. So Saturday night, we knew, or let me rephrase it, I knew that we were going to have a hell of an evening. That is from Burgess Meredith in the Rocky Balboa movies, when he's like, there's a hell of a lot more for you to do. A hell of a lot.
Okay.
Right out of the blocks. First fight. Could have been fight of the night.
And they get one performance of the night. I think they got the bonus.
The second fight.
Jefe Molina.
Well, that was later.
That was early. That was
It was earlier in the day, in you know, the card, but it wasn't the first fight. I'm pretty sure that wasn't the first fight.
I think it was the first fight.
Well, look it up. Why don't you do something constructive with your time?
I absolutely will.
We set up a big pickleball event as Julian Marquez, who called out Mahomes and Kelsey after his last fight. I brought over one of the Super Bowl champs, and Josh Wells has accepted his pickleball challenge. So we're going to put that all together.
The Cuban Missile Crisis.
We're going to probably film it for us. Hopefully we'll have Twitch up by then, because now that we have a lot of time, now that you have a lot of time on your hands.
I really don't have that much time. I mean, between training celebrities and athletes, I don't have a lot of time left.
So athletes are not celebrities?
They're both.
Well, they're not, but I'm just saying.
They can be.
Well, they can be, but there was a big-ass celebrity in the arena, whatever that arena was
called. Oh, Jake Paul.
One Tom Brady.
Oh, that guy.
But here's how big Jake Paul is.
He took all the thunder.
Here's how big Jake Paul is.
How big is he?
Tom Brady walked over to him.
Oh, really?
Tom Brady, Mike Evans, they all, I believe, walked over. So did Daniel Cormier, and I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Oh, yeah. We got
that,
to.
Hold me back, I'm going to punch somebody event.
Well, I mean, for me, from my perspective, DC was wrong. He was out of line.
Of course he was.
He was working. He was doing a job. He was commentating. He was on the job. He was on the clock, and he left his post to go over to create a confrontational. I mean, there was an HR department. He would be fired for his actions.
Or at least reprimanded.
I mean, in today's modern world, instantly terminated.
Or at least reprimanded.
I mean, anyone else did that, they'd be fired on the spot.
Well, but you can't say anybody else because it was Cormier. I'm going to say you're incorrect.
And I'm going to say that Cormier loses in a boxing match to Jake Paul.
Joe Rogan walks over there, he doesn't get fired.
Yes, it's true.
Anik walks over there, he doesn't get fired. You know who does get fired if he walks over there?
Ariel.
Dan Hardy. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's already been fired. He already got like
that. Right. Me. Well, you can't fire somebody that doesn't work for
How about Ocho Cinco walked around like he owned the place?
Until they reeled him back in.
Until he got yelled at.
And then, like, I don't know which made him in a more of a bad mood. Was sitting, like, angry that he got told he couldn't walk around and be free and see all the people that he knew? Or losing $50,000 on Masvidal.
Did you see him talk to Masvidal before the fight started?
He was pounding his chest, well, like, you got this, right? You got this.
He said, you're good. And then Masvidal's like, I got you. And as we know from the press conference, he put some money down.
Does Jorge give the money back and be like, hey, sorry for losing the fight. No, thanks for betting on me.
No.
You think behind the scenes, he's like, here's a bag of cash. Sorry, man.
I'm going to say no on more than one account. One, Ocho Cinco has more money than Masvidal. I'm pretty confident of that. Let me rephrase this. Ocho Cinco has made more money than Masvidal. Okay. Well, I'm just saying, you know, right. We don't know.
Right.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying, you know, we don't know. Sure. We don't know how money's been spent, you know, invested, lost. You know, we don't know anything.
I mean, we know Jorge was in a Rolls-Royce truck and a private plane to get to the event.
And you saw what Usman said after. He didn't come in a private plane. He didn't come in a Rolls-Royce, but he sure as hell going home.
That's an epic press conference liner.
You know, You said about GOAT status, and I'm arguing, as I always do, numerous things. One, the same people who have dumped on Usman from the beginning. Now, again, I know there's people that early were against him, but his last three fights, you can't say he's boring, he lays, he this, he that.
Right.
What drives me crazy, I don't care what anybody's opinion beliefs are, because that's their opinion and their belief. If you think Usman was boring when he won the title from Woodley,
mm-hmm.
but you believe GSP is the GOAT and the greatest fighter of all time, you should have your head examined. That's just all that's my opinion.
Sure.
Because GSP would take you to the ground, hold you down. At least Matt Hughes would take you to the ground and beat the crap out of you.
Right, of course.
Mark Coleman would take you to the ground, move your face to your ankles, and then win the fight. GSP never dominated like that. He won fights.
Right.
You can't take anything away from him. And as much as I was always, not against him, but I never considered him, you know, the greatest welterweight of all time at any point, you have to include him in some form of conversation after he went up and beat Bisping for the title. Even sure. though he was losing the fight.
Sure.
That's immaterial. You know, Matt Hughes was losing the fight until he submitted him.
Right.
It's right. Eventually who walks away as
Absolutely.
The champion.
W is all that matters.
I believe when you look at it, and I think this is very important, and you can't hold it against an athlete what their competition is when they're competing.
Right. Of course.
Compare who GSP beat to who Usman has beat.
It's a different game now.
I understand that.
The Performance Institute, the recovery, the athletes, the coaches. I just said
that, and you can't look at it that way.
Yeah, it's not the same.
You can't say that Babe Ruth, because he used a wood bat, a 12-inch wood bat, and hit it with the palm of his hand, is a better athlete because he had limited all the things you just mentioned. Right. That's not fair to say. It's also probably not fair to say, well, the competition wasn't as good. Is Ronda Rousey the greatest female fighter of all time? Look at the competition she beat.
Yeah.
I don't think she is.
Right.
She was at the time just because there was nobody else there.
I mean, after Shevchenko's performance at 261 in Jacksonville this weekend, it would be hard to say that she's not the most dominant, well-rounded, complete fighter on the planet.
Yeah, I may argue that.
With the exception of Amanda Nunes.
So there's an exception.
There's an exception. But
she's the best, except for the people that
are better. But there's an evolution. Look, Andrade is a beast. Andrade body slammed Rose Yamanudis, the female champion, who went and reclaimed her belt Saturday night, the first female in history to do so. She body slammed her and took her belt away from her. Right? Andrade is a bad, bad chick. And Valentina dominated.
Why does it say she's a bad, bad athlete? She's a bad, bad fighter.
Okay, she's a bad, bad fighter. Valentina was better than her in every aspect of the fight.
Absolutely.
Not one chance did you think that Valentina was going to lose that fight at any moment during the course.
At one point,
pure domination.
You didn't think that Rose was going to lose because it ended so quickly. She didn't give. We're going to talk about some boos that we heard throughout the night. We're going to talk about the Jake Paul boo. We're going to talk about, you know, the boos that were going towards that. A lot of hate is being thrown towards fans. And I like hate.
Well,
I'm the leader of the hate club.
Well, here you go. Since you're going to hate this, the first fight of the night was the flyweight division. Jeff Jefe Molina versus Arari. So I was right. It was the first fight of the night. That was the performance of the night.
I'm so used to you not being right that I just said you were wrong.
I went back and talked to Jefe. He's a great guy. Awesome guy.
The whole thing, that was the start. All right. So we'll talk more shenanigans. We're hoping still to get the call-in information so we can get a couple of the guys on that fight this weekend. Again, our hots and thoughts are going out to the whole family of Geno Hayes. We're going to talk about Ring of Honor, and a question came up as to who a lot of people believe should be the next Hall of Ring of Honor nominee. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk more about last week, this week, next week, the draft, anything that's on my mind, we will talk about when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. The Florida State Fair is here, and we're making sure that you have what you need to make this fun and safe for your family. Whether you're here for the fun, the food, the games, the rides, the Florida State Fair has something for everyone. They flipped the switch, and now it's time to play at the Florida State Fairgrounds.
Family fun, entertainment, and thrills you don't want to miss. Open now through May 2nd. Florida State Fair, April 22nd through May 2nd.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more.
Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live for the last time from what was formerly known as Tour de Pizza. We'll continue talking about last week. We're moving ahead to the draft tomorrow. A lot of stuff, but it's the UFC, baby, which means last week's over. There's another event this weekend.
There's always another event.
You have to love that. Let's welcome back to the program Cody Stamann. Cody, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just locked up in a hotel in Las Vegas waiting to get my shot in the cage this weekend.
And, you know, and I was going to start with that. You know, we're a year into this, but it's another fight week and another strange one because it's quarantine. And the UFC is taking this, you know, to even a higher level, which everybody's okay with to keep everybody safe. But how do you get through this when you can't leave? You know, it's one thing, and I know I've asked you and a lot of the athletes before, you know, it's a work trip, not a vacation. You don't walk around the strip. But that's on your decision. You really can't do it now. So how do you and how will you get through this?
You know, it is odd, but this is the third time I've done this, and if this is what I have to do, and this is what the UFC has to do to keep us safe, to keep these fights rolling, you know, I think we're all happy that the UFC has done all they can do to keep us essentially employed so that we can work. I mean, fighters want to fight, and if you know a fighter's mentality, we'll jump through hoops to get in a fight. So this doesn't really seem like a punishment. It just seems like the right thing to do for everyone. You know, if I have to be locked in a hotel for 4 days so that I can get a paycheck, like, I'm more than willing to do that.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you know, the UFC requires the media to get tested, and you have to get tested the day before, you know, you can start covering anything, and then you get tested again. And, you know, so it's everything. It's, you know, they're protecting the media from the media, and they're protecting the fighters from the fighters. And big ups, and everybody's been giving big ups to the UFC and Dana, and that's well-deserved. But big ups to you and all the fighters to, you know, to continue to jump through the hoops that you guys have done to continue as well.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, it's you can't really give the fighters any credit, because ultimately we are going to do whatever it takes, no matter what. If there's something else, if something else comes up and we can only fight on the North Pole, we're all going to go buy winter coats. and get ready for the cold. You know, that's just who we are as athletes. And I don't think that you could do this to a lot of other sports teams, but there's something special about fighters in that we are not prima donnas like some other guys.
No, definitely true. And we, you know, we cover them all, and we'll leave it at that. But let me ask you this. If you could only fight on the North Pole and you were not allowed to get winter coats, would you still go up and do it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I thought maybe I'm the only one who thought that was funny, but go ahead.
I grew up in Michigan, so
you don't need it.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is we were in Jacksonville. Oh, I better not say who. I went out to dinner with a few people, That's all I'm going to say.
Perfect.
And it was a little chilly, you know, in Jacksonville. But some of the people that were there are from Florida, and we're in shorts and we're freezing. And there's other people that happen to be from Michigan, and they laughed at us.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Michigan is it's really, really, it's the most beautiful place in the world for 2 months of the year. And then for the rest of the time, it's kind of a whirlwind. You don't ever know what the weather's going to be. Most time, it's horrible. And so you get someone from Michigan, and now I live in Las Vegas, and I wake up every day, and it's sunny. And I'm just in the best mood, and everyone else around here is kind of complaining about the weather, this and this and this. And I'm like, you guys, it's sunny. I don't care if there's 40-mile-an-hour winds and it's 60 degrees. I'm happy because I know how much worse it can be.
Sure.
Hey, Cody. So, I mean, the world just watched, you know, 261 from start to finish. It was probably one of the greatest cards performances all the way through from bell to bell. Does that put added pressure on you this weekend, like coming off of such an iconic card with all the fans back in attendance? Do you have extra pressure, or is it always the same? Is this an individual sport once the cage door closes?
You know, it's always the same. People ask me about the fans, no fans situation, too. And really, once you start fighting, you have one thing to focus on, and that's the person that's in front of you trying to kill you. So, you know, is there more pressure, less pressure? You know, I don't really know. I mean, I'm so laser focused on one singular thing that everything else around me, you know, the stadium can start on fire, and I'm still just focused on the guy that's, you know, trying to punch and kick me.
So this takes Sean O'Malley's comment about taking souls. This is better. You know, he's so focused, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you know, true. Fans, no fans. Tell us about, let's talk quickly about the fight on Saturday night. Tell us your thoughts on your opponent.
Tough kid, man. Russian kid. Great wrestler. A lot of those guys, those Russian guys, I mean, they're kind of on the up, but I'm a USA wrestler. I think the USA has the best wrestling in the world, and I'm going to go out and prove that. You know, I look at it like it's kind of a Georgia-Russia versus USA wrestling kind of fight. This is two guys that wrestle at a high level in their respective styles, and, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if like in the past, you know, you get two really good wrestlers fighting each other, it ends up being a brawl on the feet. I mean, that's what I've been looking forward to for a really long time. This is the third time him and I were supposed to fight. It's finally, fingers crossed, going to happen Saturday night, and we're going to figure it out.
You know, and I was just going to ask you that. I believe it was originally scheduled back in December. Is it an advantage, a disadvantage, you know, that this was already on the book, so you kind of already started to prepare for him? Or, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 months later, it's like starting fresh again?
Well, specifically for this guy, I think there's definitely an advantage to having more time just because he's really, really known for being kind of a cardio machine. He's known for having a really great gas tank, and it really takes a long time to develop the tank that you need to fight a guy like this. So I think having more time in this specific instance is a great thing, but in the future, I would rather not fight or train for someone for 6 months. Variety is the spice of life, and training for the same guy for this long has it wears on you, you know. And I really can't wait to get this one over and move on to, you know, bigger names in the UFC.
Tell me a little bit about your fishing experience, and give me Cody's fish story.
Fishing experience. Well, growing up in Michigan, my favorite thing in the world to fish was freshwater steelhead. geez, I started doing it when I was probably like 12, 13 years old. I really had no idea what I was doing. But I started catching these monster steelhead, and I would literally, you know, 100 pounds, I'd be getting drug up and down the river by this fish. And half the time I landed it, I would say more than half the time I didn't. But that's really what kind of got me started in fishing. And I've always just really enjoyed the, even if I'm not catching anything, I've just enjoyed the serenity of it. I just being in nature and kind of being able to unwind. It's a very relaxing thing that I do. I enjoy doing it, you know, in fight camps. And it's one of the things that definitely keeps me sane in this crazy profession.
Well, if we can ever get you down here to Florida, mainly Orlando, I have a family member who's one of the captains from their fishing experiences at Disney World. So if we can ever get you down here, I'll get you hooked up, take you out there on the water. He'll take you out there on the water, and you can see the background of Disney and, you know, enjoy that at the same time.
My man, that would be great. Yeah, I almost actually ended up in Florida a couple weeks ago. I was invited on a fishing trip, and it was just a 4-day trip, and I just could not take the time off training. So I definitely got to pay Florida a visit for some fishing real soon.
Yeah, we'll piece the two together. Guida's down here as well. Maybe we'll put something together with Clay as well, because I need to get him up to Orlando to do it.
Yeah, that's who I was actually going to go fishing with. I was going to go fishing with Clay and okay. A couple of friends from Michigan. And the timing just didn't pan out.
So Cody, I got to get back on the fight game here for a second.
Is this a fight interview?
This is. I mean, Randy likes to talk about anything other than fighting, because that's what all the other media ask you. But after seeing the Weidman leg kick, does it change your strategy at all? Like, we saw Derek Lewis go on Twitter saying, I'm never throwing a leg kick ever again. But after gruesome injury, does it change your strategy at all?
No, not at all. I'm going to chuck leg kicks as hard as I can, the same way I always have. I mean, that's so unfortunate to see that happen to Chris Weidman. And then, you know, if you think back a few years, the exact same thing happened when Anderson Silva was fighting Chris Weidman. If I haven't seen a more absolute bit of karma in my life, I don't know what else you could call it. I mean, that is the most physical representation of karma I have ever seen in my life. The exact same thing happened to both guys almost in the exact same point of the fight. And it is absolutely scary. You know, every time you chuck a leg kick, there is a chance that someone can check your kick and, you know, your leg snaps. You've seen it. I've seen it 30, 40 times on different videos. I've seen it a few times now in the UFC. It's a pretty scary thing. So there's definitely, you always got to be cautious. Going bone to bone is super dangerous. But, you know, I'm a dense guy. I think my bones are strong. I think if I kick someone's leg and they check it, their leg's going to snap, not mine.
I'm trying to think how I want to word this. I was sitting the same distance from Anderson and Chris as I was Saturday night, about 10 feet. And it's a sound that I don't know if I'll ever get out of my mind, though. It was just...
It's a crazy experience.
It was bad. I'm not expecting you to comment. I'm just saying it's something crazy that I definitely can't get out of my mind. What can the fans expect? Go ahead.
Now, can you imagine if that happened in an empty arena when there was no one there? You imagine that sound?
No.
The one big difference between fighting with fans and no fans is with no fans, you can hear everything happening. You can hear all the bone to bone, all the nasty sounds that comes out of a fight. That's the one big difference.
Then, you know, which we knew, and because you brought it up, then I'm going to change my opinion, because I have said, and Matt, you can verify this, I've enjoyed no fans. I haven't enjoyed not covering. I haven't enjoyed the fans not being able to go, but I've enjoyed watching, because you can hear all that stuff. But you're right. After that comment, fill it up with fans, because I never want to hear that again.
Right.
Nobody wants to go through it, but I certainly don't want to hear it. Finally, you know, what can you tell the fans? What can the fans expect to see Saturday night?
Expect a fight of the night performance. You know, we're two guys that have been really itching to fight each other for a long time. You know, this is a fight that I think has huge implications in the bantamweight division. You know, one of us is moving up. One of us is staying in the same place. We're both ranked opponents. I honestly think this is, besides the main event, the biggest fight on the card. So you know, I'm excited to be a part of it, and I'm going to put on a show and get my hand raised the way I know to do. It's going to be a great night for me. I'm excited.
Can't wait for Saturday night. Cody, thank you very much for your time coming back on the show. We're going to put you on hold to get your address so we can send you some 8-man strong gear again, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra headphones. And I'll get a hold of Clay. We'll get this all together and get you guys on the lake and in the ocean.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Take care, Cody. Cody, back in the octagon Saturday night for fight night. Dominic Reyes returning back to the octagon. All right, let's hit a quick break, coming to you live from what was once known as Torta Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bernie Williams from the Yankees, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
We've moved, and we can't wait to celebrate. Full contact live armor jousting, axe throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com. We've moved, and we can't wait to celebrate. Break out your kilt for Highland Fling this weekend at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets available at BayAreaRenFest.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Matt Millen down in Tampa. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back up to you live from the dump, formerly known as, because it does look like one right now.
Well, it's empty.
Formerly known
it's
as
full of clutter and junk.
Real quick, you just showed me a photo, and we will talk more about the main event and every cliche that you've now stolen from other people. But I appreciated, you know, and I want to be careful, A, how I say it, and B, how you hear it.
Okay.
You meaning you, and of course, everybody out there.
Don't say you, because that's offensive.
Well, whatever. Then I'm going to say you more than once. I've always said that I don't like the gimmick. If you don't like each other, I want you to dislike each other after the fight as well.
Okay.
I don't like, and some of my closest friends, Jens Pulver and BJ Penn, they had this big thing. They fought. Now they're brothers, blah, 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 and they go to Hawaii and train.
Okay.
I liked the professionalism of both Usman and Masvidal after the fight.
Okay.
They didn't have a love fest. You know, they didn't necessarily say that everything is squashed, which I liked, but they showed a massive amount of respect for each other.
Okay.
You know, Masvidal said, I didn't think he could do it, and he did. You know, he is the man. He's already said he's going to destroy Covington. You know, so again, it keeps Masvidal in that little. But I liked it. I liked how everything went. Same with Uriah Hall, you know, and what happened with Weidman. You know, didn't take, even though there's been a lot of controversy on the internet.
Oh.
That people celebrated after Chris Weidman beat Anderson Silva.
Oh, okay.
You know,
celebrated the injury or celebrated the win?
Well, I'm going to say celebrated the win.
Sure.
But it's still difficult to celebrate the win with an injury like that.
Right.
He won the fight. You know, Chris beat Anderson. Chris lost that fight. You know, it is what it is. But you don't have to celebrate over on top of, even though, you know, we talked about celebrations at home plate after a home run or after collision and, you know, pick and choose and all that kind of stuff. But again, back to the original statement real quick. I thought it was big ups to both.
Okay.
You know, Usman didn't, you know, shove it in the face. I did what I had to do, this, that, the other. I mean, you know, he said the things properly, not belittle. And I think Masvidal took it humble, like Askew, right? Ruben Askew's kid, Ben, did the week before in Atlanta. And so big ups to him. I also kind of want to address.
Okay.
And I was there, mm-hmm. but I don't necessarily remember the boos during the Rose fight. Now, we heard a lot of USA chants.
Right.
When a USA, you know, fighter. Athlete was fighting a non-USA fighter.
Right.
And I think I remember. And again, I'm just saying I don't remember. I'm sure there was some of that during that fight. I don't believe at any time there would have been booing any of the fighters other than it was, yay, USA, boo, you're not USA.
Right.
Am I right?
Sure.
Okay. Because there's been a lot on social media about, you know, American fans are awful. How do you boo the champ? How do you this? How do you that? Like I said, that particular, I don't remember, but I don't think they were booing her.
Right. It was just the flag. If it wasn't an American flag, they
booed it. You know, and Cody, Cody just made the statement about he's a USA wrestler going against a Russian wrestler. Sure. It's USA versus. That is what it is.
I mean, that's what made Conor McGregor. He put the Irish country, the flag on his back, and he carried a nation. I mean, it's pride of your nation. Usman is proud to be Nigerian, and he won't fight Israel because he would rather have two Nigerian champions than one Nigerian champion with two belts. So I mean, there's a lot of country, nation pride at stake here. And so I don't think it was disrespectful to one person. I don't think they booed one person. Masvidal just happened to be the hometown favorite because he's a Florida kid.
Well, Masvidal has nothing to do with being booed during the Rose fight.
No, but the crowd went crazy for Masvidal. They did not go crazy for Usman, and he is the champion.
But, right, but I don't think that was had anything to do with Nigeria. You know, Usman got booed a lot because he's not liked.
Right.
And I don't know why. You know, truly, I don't think he. Do I have shaded glasses on? I don't know. I like him. We've been involved since the Ultimate Fighter days.
Yeah.
He is part of the Randy regime, and you know, he said that as we talked the other day.
And I recall going back to Brooklyn 223 when I was with you in the hotel lobby with Usman. He had a different swagger back then. He had a belief in himself that he would be the champion. He knew.
Oh, he has swagger now.
He knew back then, and it was with conviction, and I bought in and I believed his words at face value back in that 223 fight, and it's come to fruition here. I mean, this is. It's unbelievable to see this run.
I remember the legend, Otto Graham, used to always bring up there's a fine line between confidence and conceit. You know, being overconfident,
sure.
being, you know, and it's a fine line. And I don't necessarily think he's gone over the line.
I don't think so.
I mean, he is in GOAT discussion.
And he gets better with every performance.
Did anybody expect that? Seriously.
Lights out knockout second round? Absolutely not. Maybe the distance, maybe later rounds, maybe a TKO victory, ground and pound.
And that's why I haven't really thought about it because I'm no longer on the ranking panel. But you have to consider him in that, not only who he beat, but how he beat them.
In basketball, they call it posterizing you, where you get dunked on and embarrassed.
Oh, that's on social media.
And it's pride. Like what Usman did, he posterized, or in Masvidal's terminology, he baptized him to where he put him to sleep. He was asleep on him before he even hit the ground. Like that is the clinical textbook straight right hand lights out.
The thing about Masvidal, and you know, we saw him in the lobby briefly, and the thing about him, and Usman made a comment about you're a journeyman fighter. And that's true. I'm not arguing, denying it or either. But if he was or is a journeyman fighter, he's still now fought for the title twice.
Sure.
So he has done the right things, whether he's talked his way in, you know, whether his past performances. I mean, it was a fight everybody wanted to see.
Of course.
And I think everybody wants to see the rematch with Kobe Covington as well. And we saw him. He was just to our right, you know, with him doing the belt thing and all that kind of stuff. And I think there's some intrigue in that fight as well, because it was an exciting fight.
Sure.
You know, it's two guys that dislike each other.
Right.
And again, I believe they dislike each other.
I believe too.
Well, again, there is some WWE, you know, in all this stuff, and it since has come to that. And, you know, I remember back in the day, the hatred with Tito Ortiz and Ken Shamrock. And then after, you know, the third, it's like, oh, it was all a show.
Right.
It was all just to promote and sell. And, you know, so I now look at it that way, that it is to sell. Do they really dislike? And I like when they dislike each other.
Sure.
Dislike each other.
How great is the martial art game right now? Like, how great is the UFC right now to have in each division, you have so many goats that are so dominant that they clear out their division?
I'll tell you how big the sport is right now. Panini released, they now have the contract with the UFC for trading cards.
Uh-huh.
And I believe they were released, at $800 a box.
Wow.
Now, it's one thing when it resells and triple sells, you know, on the aftermarket. This sold, from what I was told, out of the blocks and sold out in minutes.
Wow.
It's the hobby
but,
right now.
I mean, but look at the divisions. Look,
it's crazy.
You have Khabib, who retired.
Or Habib.
Habib, who retired undefeated, who is out, right? You have Izzy, who is the dominant in his division. You have Usman. You have John Jones, the GOAT of all GOATs. You have Nunez. You have Henry Cejudo, who walked away, cleared out his divisions, two different weight classes. I mean, we have some amazing fighters amongst us. Like the industry in the future is so bright for this sport.
But I'm going to ask the question, then we're going to hit this real quick break. Which do you like better? Do you like the heavyweight title that, you know, turned over on a regular basis? Don't answer until after we come back. Or do you like what it's been, you know, with Usman, with Iz, with, you know, Henry Cejudo, you know, Habib, all those. So that's the question. Think about it and answer when we return. Coming to you live from, Sight Unseen. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's Sebastian Bourdais, driver of the number 14 AJ Foyt Racing Chevrolet, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
We've moved and we can't wait to celebrate. Full contact live armor jousting, axe throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com. We've moved and we can't wait to celebrate. Break out your kilt for Highland Fling this weekend at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets available at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cecil Fielder from Detroit, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Little Cecil Fielder for Cody there.
Yeah, Cecil.
I told you this off the air, and you know, it wasn't appropriate to really bring it up with Cody, you know, before. But I rewatched not only the fight, but Joe Rogan talking to Cody, you know, after the one fight, which was just, you know, quickly, I don't know how many days after the death of his brother. And literally it broke me down, you know, just watching the emotion of what he did and what he went through. I don't know why I brought it up, but it's just something that.
Did Joe cry in that interview like he did during Rose's interview on Saturday?
I think he did tear up a little. Yeah.
Do you like that when the commentator shows emotion as a human, not just a announcer or interviewer?
I'm okay with that. You know, I think and depending on whether you're a commentator, play by play, interviewer, you know, whatever, as to what kind of emotion, you know where I am strict on when you go to events, you know, you don't cheer, you don't. I mean, I have a lot of friends in the athletic world, and I'm real careful not to celebrate, not to. You know, celebrate for one and not the other and kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, especially after the Cody thing, you know, I was definitely okay with that. And Rose has gone through some stuff, you know, very emotional. And, you know, before the fight, she's chanting to herself, I'm the best, I'm the best, I'm the best. And somebody asked her that at the press conference. And, you know, if you saw it, then you saw it about that. And she goes, well, I am the best.
Absolutely. And the only female in history to go and reclaim her belt after she lost.
As of now.
And on the subject of, what's the word I'm looking for? As far as appropriate antics or professionalism of announcers, like, how do you feel about DC running over and threatening a fan?
I didn't like it. You know, I think it shows DC's colors, you know, first and foremost. Both.
that's Tyson.
Yeah.
That's a Tyson interview.
Who was here? Tyson was in the state of Florida. I just saw that.
Oh, really?
You know, it's unprofessional. I don't know where we were in the fight, per se. I'm unprofessional, too, because when I was commentating an MMA event in Tampa, and I had some friends there that played for the Buccaneers, in between fights, I would run over and talk to them.
Right.
That's basically the same thing. It's leaving your desk,
sure.
You know, in the middle. I didn't shuck any responsibilities, but I probably shouldn't have done it. Again, this goes back to the WWE thing. Is he trying to sell the fight?
Yeah.
Is he trying to, you know, lock it in that he's going to get the fight next?
Well, Jake Paul's brother locked in Floyd Mayweather June 6th.
Big ups.
In Miami.
I've been going, shockingly, on social media as MMA fans have been calling out and ripping Jake Paul and I had to explain to these people, I'm an MMA guy. Jake Paul is a genius.
Of course.
Well, he doesn't have the balls to get in the octagon. He's not an MMA fighter.
Right, or the boxer.
And he's never said he was an MMA fighter.
Correct.
And he has said, I can beat any MMA or any UFC or any Bellator or blah, 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 blah in boxing.
Yeah.
He's never said. So he doesn't need to have balls to get into your arena. You're getting into an arena that's outside of your realm.
Who wins? What UFC fighter would you like to see Jake Paul or Logan Paul fight in a boxing match?
I really don't have any interest in anybody.
But who's got the skill set at striking to beat Jake or Logan? I mean, is he probably the most technical striker in the UFC?
Yeah.
He's got the reach and the height. So that would be the best matchup.
I think what I would need to do to give you an honest answer, because normally you make stuff up on the fly, as do I. I would want to see if any of these MMA fighters have boxed. And this, I mean, I said it, you were there point blank to Frank Mir, to Frank Mir's PR people. You know, Frank trains boxing.
Right.
Frank hasn't fought boxing to the best of my knowledge. You know, the first name that comes to my mind is Chris Lytle. I'll put Chris Lytle in there only because I know he's boxed.
Chris lost his nickname this weekend.
Oh, so now you're going to say that's
Usman. Usman now owns Lights Out and Baptism.
Well, Masvidal could own Lights Out, too.
If Sugar Sean O'Malley is collecting souls, Masvidal is just collecting nicknames because he's just taking them all. The GOAT, the Baptism.
Or Usman. You said Masvidal.
Usman. Hey.
I don't think either one of them care about it. All they care about is money.
He's taking all of it.
What? And he's going to continue taking it all. And he is on his way. And after the Covington fight, and don't look past that, but who else is there? And going back to GOATs of welterweight, and we'll just stay with that for right now, look at who GSP beat, who Matt Hughes beat, if you want to, who the recently released Tyron Woodley beat, and who Usman has beat.
Sure.
And I don't know those answers. I was there for GSP's fights, and I thought that circle, the talent, wasn't what it is now.
It's not.
I mean,
evolution, everything moves up.
I think if you put the top six welterweights today, back then, give me Damian Maia in his heyday, which, hell, could still be now.
Right. He's still fighting. He's still out there.
I'm not sure Damian Maya's on the downswing
right,
yet.
Right.
Give me Damian Maia against GSP back in the day. Is GSP going to take Damian Maia down and out-wrestle him before he gets submitted?
Well, what I would like to see is back then, if the fighters would have had the nutrition and the PI Institute and the recovery and all the things that they have now at their disposal, some of those guys would still be the best in the world at what they did.
I'm going to continue saying the same thing, and everybody thinks it's stupid. If my dad had breasts, he'd be my mom. You can't say, well, if the Institute was, it wasn't.
No.
So, you can't say that. You know, if I didn't use that aluminum bat in softball for the past 42 years, I probably would be a better hitter.
If Tank Abbott wasn't like a UPS driver during Monday through Friday, he would be the greatest of all time.
And Tank Abbott is one of the few people I have always said I would always pay money to go see. I drove. You know how lazy I am. You live in Tampa.
Yes.
You had to come pick me up in St. Pete.
I did.
To take me to Jacksonville.
Miss Daisy.
Which was asinine.
And we stopped at Jeep Beach on the way.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
I drove to Fort Lauderdale to see Tank Abbott fight. Back in the day, I wouldn't do it now because I'm not sure he could get out of the stool. But I would go see Tank Abbott fight anytime, anywhere.
Is he a legend, GOAT, Hall of Famer?
No.
Where's he lay?
Not Hall of Famer.
Would he have better seats than Dan the Beast Severin at UFC 261?
Dan was not happy.
I'm just saying.
Dan was not happy.
Dan was not happy.
Dan wanted me to go over and talk to Dana about the seats.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
And I said, I'd like to stay in the arena. so I'm going to pass. Now, you know, all joking aside, Dan's seats were pretty good.
They were amazing seats.
Row 100 level, you know, behind the media section. Honestly, a better seat than being on the floor in the first row.
Because you get a better vantage point, right?
Absolutely. You know, he was sitting there with Julian. There was a lot of fighters that were sitting in that row, which is where they typically sit.
Speaking of row, Philip A. Row, the owner of Beatbox and also UFC fighter and up-and-coming star, the Philly Fresh Kid, or what do they call him?
Yeah, Fresh? We're supposed to have him on today. Do you have the number?
Oh.
So you dropped the ball.
Dang it.
You dropped the ball.
I did.
He even retweeted it. I figured you were on this.
Dang it.
You may not make the second hour.
Ouchie.
You know, we're going to break in about 30 seconds, and I'll decide.
We're
going
to reach out. We're
going
to reach out to him, see if we can get on.
We'll decide I will decide in the next 3 minutes if you will continue to stay on.
Yeah, that was my fault. I went up because I saw him in the crowd, and I went up at the top in the intermission. I'm like, oh, we got to get you on the show.
All right. So when we come back, I want to talk to you about beatable, unbeatable. You know, you're the champion. There's a lot of champions that when you look at them, Israel, Usman, Habib, unbeatable. There's other champions that you look at and they're like, they may not win this fight on Saturday night. We'll talk about that. We have TJ Brown coming up. If you do your job, we may have Mike Rowe on or Philip Rowe.
Philip Rowe.
Lots still to come. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.